Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Are we partying like it's 1999? One leading investment strategist says he thinks 2017's economic and market environments share a lot in common with those of 1999 and in good ways. Joining us is Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial Network. So, Brad, the way you examine whether both years are similar is by comparing economic indicators. What are they?
Well, I think there are four economic indicators that have really proven to be the best guides to where we're going in the future. The first is consumer confidence. And if you look at the way it's increased over the past several years and compare that to the 1990s, consumer confidence was higher then, but the pattern is almost identical. The second indicator is the business confidence, and I use the Institute of Supply Management surveys, both the manufacturing and non-manufacturing. Right now, since we have the data, non-manufacturing is a better indicator, and where it overlaps in the 90s, it's actually very, very similar, and again, points to we're in a similar place. If you actually do the full overlap with manufacturing, that says the same thing as well. Moving on, you then go on to the yield curve. We're actually seeing more stimulus from the Federal Reserve right now than we saw in the late 90s. There was a lot of talk at the time about how the Fed was enabling, you know, asset prices to go up, and now we actually see even more stimulus, which again is a very similar, in fact, worse indicator. And finally, and most importantly, I look at job growth. And we've seen job growth showing a very similar pattern over the past several years, and we're seeing that decay in a level that looks, again, very much like 1999.
You say decay?
Well, you can see the gradual slowing in job growth. It's not that jobs aren't growing. They are, and they're continuing to do well. But as the cycle matures, as we get later in the economic growth cycle, we start to run out of people to hire. And because of that, job growth, the number of jobs we add, actually starts to slow down. Now, we're not actually in the trouble zone yet, but we can see the cycle maturing, which, again, is at a level we saw in 1999.
I'm speaking with Brad McMillan, who's the Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial Network, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. And, Brad, you say that the way the markets have responded to these factors in 2017 is similar to how they responded in the late 1990s?
That's very true. Again, if you look at how the S&P 500, which is the metric I use, has responded over the past several years, we've seen almost an identical behavior at different price levels, obviously, as we saw in the 1990s. And, you know, what you've tended to see towards the end of that is a spike in growth. And again, that's what we saw in 1999, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Do there seem to be storm clouds on the horizon for both years?
Well, when you look at it, the high risk is not the same thing as immediate risk. And I think we have to make that distinction. You know, just because you have high blood pressure doesn't mean you're going to have a heart attack, but it does mean you need to be paying attention. And so when we look at the storm clouds, I look at actually a set of different indicators. One of the indicators I look at is the amount of margin debt, the amount of money that people have borrowed against their stock portfolios. And that's just recently moved back to all-time highs. In other words, even higher than it was in 1999 as a percentage of market capitalization. That's something that worries me. But again, that's not immediate risk. And one of the best ways to look at immediate risk for the markets is from the market itself. If the market actually starts to trade below its longer-term trends, and there both the 200 and the 400-day moving average are good indicators, that's when I start to really get concerned.
Do you think there is a bit of, I hesitate to use this term because it's been used so much, do you think there's a bit of irrational exuberance going on in both years or both sets of eras?
I think that's the real question here. I mean, in 1999, there's certainly no question that there was a feeling that it was different then. Okay? It's different this time.
Yeah.
And to some extent, I think that there's a perception in the markets that it is different this time as well. I think there are two real sources for that. Immediately, I think if you look at the behavior of markets after the U.S. presidential election, there was a bump that was really based on the assumption that, okay, things were going to be different going forward. But more fundamentally, I think the sense that it's different this time relates to interest rates. There's a belief that interest rates are going to stay low forever. That's how it's different this time. I don't actually agree with that, so that's where I see the potential problem coming from.
Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial Network, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.